Blog Talk Radio.
Weekly conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got a wonderful show for you. 1 second, folks. I am live. It's what happens when you're live. You just do stuff because you can. In the studio, we are live. What a conversation I've got for you today, folks. What a conversation. Let me check my tea. No crumpets, but I do got my tea. What a wonderful conversation for you. Oh, this is Democrats have been putting all this stuff out there. That's like, Trump is like Jim Jones. Unfortunately, all the GOP are going to drink the Kool-Aid. You're going to drink the Kool-Aid because you're a Democrat. No, because we're GOP. Trump, we're gonna be drinking the Kool-Aid, whatever that means. You know, Senate GOP Senator Blackburn fully expects Trump to be reelected. I think it's gonna be a landslide. Well, you know, Georgetown establishes $400,000 slavery reparation funds. Not to mention, University of Kentucky is having anti-racism meetings, but whites can't come. How dare they assume my race? I'm peachy pink, part of the Peachy Pink Nation. Thank you so much for tuning in. Joy Behar, you know, yeah, the toilet, she spew again. You know, Democrats need to not say they're going to take away your guns. They need to support the Second Amendment right until they get in. And then once they get elected, then they need to say they're going to take away your guns. Okay, there, Joy Behar. Yeah, go after our Second Amendment right, and you'll see another revolutionary war because we'll take this country back. That's why God gave us guns, to protect us. Democrat Willie Brown thinks no one will vote Trump out like Republicans. They need like 20 or whatever. No, they're not going to be voting. It's just one of those things. When I'm live, I got to do things. And so, how it is. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for a little couple issues. But let me get into this one, folks. Let me see here. Isaiah 40:29. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And it's on a Wednesday night because a lot of stuff happened. Yeah, I did. Yeah. My car took a crapper. Yeah, that's what happens when you don't have, in Indiana, you get lots of salt and rust. Water and iron equals iron oxide, which turns into rust. So, yeah. So, eventually, I'll have to get something. But I've been dealing with all kinds of going on, and work finally got my badge. Yay, me. And I've got to tell you a funny story today. Finally get a badge. Of course, I can't get in. It doesn't work. So I try them both, and I call security. And the guy's on the phone laughing at me. He goes, "You haven't had a badge for like 4 weeks. Finally get you a badge. Now it says it's inactive it's been deactivated because it has not been used in 90 days when you haven't been there 90 days. No, that's funny. Yeah, it was great. That's great. Yeah. When security marks, yeah. I mean, I have security where I work because, like, if there's ever a major explosion, it's at a chemical facility. So if there's ever any type of evacuation, you get one in and one out. That way they know if you're inside or you're outside. That way if the badge doesn't work or if you get stuck in there, you have to call. Yeah, I got stuck in the turn thing. That way, once you're that way, because like a lot of places now will have like a list. Sign this list so that we know you're here. That way, in case there's a fire or anything, we can look for you. And that's kind of how it goes. So, yeah, that's cool though. But yeah, that's kind of that's. I've been doing a lot. I've been super busy. So I've been trying to juggle the conversation and life and everything, because I do have a life. Though ye small, I do have a life. But I'm going to get into this, because good old Scaramucci and all these Democrats are like, sorry, but Trump is like Jim Jones, and unfortunately, the GOP, here, I got it right here, I got my Kool-Aid. I'm waiting for the Kool-Aid man to come through the wall. Yeah, this has got the asbestos cyanide in it. Yeah, it's got asbestos mixed with cyanide. Yeah, it's even more dangerous. Oh, the Kool-Aid. That's coming from people that support a party that wants to take away your right to protect yourself, wants to take away your freedoms, wants to take away everything from you. How can you call someone a Jim Jones who wants you to be able to protect yourself against criminals, against an ever-controlling government, wants to lower your taxes? Okay, there's been a lot with GM, you know, because, like, they were on strike because they're going all, what do they call that? All electric, all their cars from GM by 2030 are going to be wind-powered. Yeah, they're going to put, like, a wind turbine on the top of every car. And when you let your foot off the gas, the wind will spin the propeller, which will propel you forward. And if there's no wind, you can't go anywhere. So that's the AOC Chevrolet car. But anyways, you know, there's all kinds of stuff going on with this. You know, because by 2025, they're going to have all these electric cars. And because of certain things going on, you're not going to have a job. People are, it's like when asbestos is found out to be bad, there are a lot of people who lost their job at the asbestos factories. You know, when video store or rental stores closed, lots of people who had jobs there lost them. You know, when you're making components for Chevrolets that are not needed or this or whatever, and a factory is no, you're not, you lose a job because GM says, okay, we're gonna use this, we're gonna do this, and what you do is irrelevant anymore, it's not needed. It's not Trump's fault, it's not Obama's fault, it's not Bush's fault, because of a company saying, hey, we're not gonna do this anymore, we're gonna switch this stuff up. You know, that's the, well, because there's tons of people, well, look at all this stuff. All these people are going to be, they're going to lose jobs and all this stuff. I thought Trump was bringing all this other stuff back. Well, if they go from here to here, I mean, are you going to blame Trump for people losing their jobs because of the self-checkout? Really? Because Walmart wants you to check your own stuff out? Sorry, I don't work there. Sorry, folks. I don't work at Walmart. If I wanted to check myself out, I'd work there. And you probably couldn't do that because then, who knows, self-checkout. You mean I can shop for it? I can put it in the cart and I can check it out myself? What do you want me to do, sit there and, like, work in the bakery? Oh, don't worry, Jose. I'll unload that truck after I make these 50 dozen cookies and that 4 sheet cakes. Don't worry. I'll unload the truck. I'll do that. Don't worry. You just keep mopping the floor. Pretty soon you're going to be, I mean, what happens now when you walk into Walmart? Do you automatically get a uniform? Oh, Lord. Tell you. It started with Obama letting anyone use any bathroom. Now when you go into the stores, pretty soon you're going to start walking around Walmart just shopping yourself. Sir, can you help me? I don't work here. Oh, I thought you did. Well, technically, some people that shop here do work here because they check out their own groceries. That's why you got to buy stuff that they have to, like, then you have to get, like, a person to come up and you spread the stuff out, like a security tag where they have to take it off. That way, they constantly have to come back and be annoyed because, oh, yeah, you got to take this off. Oh, yeah, here's my ID to verify for this, that way. Piss them off even further. Yeah, I voted yesterday. That was fun. Yes, I did. When you vote like straight line ticket, like Republican, and like, okay, there's like two candidates. That's sad. But to think that like people liken Trump to Jim Jones when, then I'm okay. That makes no sense whatsoever. Oh, you're going to drink the Kool-Aid because Trump's going to tell you. Oh, so Trump's going to tell me. So Trump's going to say something's going to come out of Trump's mouth that has been said by Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Harry Reid, Mitch McConnell, John McCain, Paul Ryan, every politician. I don't think there's one word that's come out of Trump's mouth that, or one sentence that's come out of Trump's mouth that hasn't been reiterated by some politician at some point in our history, but all of a sudden it's wrong for Trump to say. That's what's going on. But no one can use, you can drink the Kool-Aid. What you need to do is when they say, if someone calls you racist, then whatever. I don't care. Okay? Ding, 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 ding. I win. You're racist. Great. I am? Awesome. Well, that terminology is, what else can I be called? Bring it. Call me whatever you want. What would be worse than, if you were to like categorize like racist, you know, you have like a gold, silver, platinum, like lead, iron, copper, you know, like the precious metal. Like if racism was like aluminum, like not really valuable, not really worth much, what would gold be? What would be like a very expensive? What would Trump racist? You can call me whatever you want. I'm like, yes, sir. Proud of it. You win for calling me what I am. You know, Trump, it's down to 47% of people favoring impeachment. People are getting sick and tired of like, okay, what are you doing for the country? There's a lady that's on video that was going off on Berto Buke. Show me, you want to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. How is that going to solve anything? What have the Democrats done for the inner city? What have they done? How is Chicago better because of Democrats? How is California better than, when did we get to a point in this nation that it's racist because you don't want people in this country illegally? What vaccines have they had? How do we know people just crossing the border willy-nilly from South America or Mexico? How do we know what vaccines they've had? How do we know what immunizations, what shots they've had? We have eliminated certain conditions that are finding their way back here because people are crossing the border that don't have the medical care we do, don't have the vaccinations we do, haven't eliminated some of the stuff we have. But that's that's a big issue. That's a big, but you're racist if you think that. How dare you? How dare you? That's racist to talk like that. No, that's called fact. When people are coming over here undocumented with who knows what vaccines they have, who knows what immunizations they have, who knows what diseases they're carrying, that's why certain people from certain countries here can't donate blood. That's fact. That's not, remember, if you're offended by the truth or facts, that's your problem, not mine. And I want to also welcome, because November is now National Veterans and Military Families Month. Thank you, President Trump, for putting America first, our vets first, us first. Thank you. Finally, someone's standing up and doing something for us. See, Trump got elected for one small reason. He got elected because you have seen, look at the history. Look at how we go from Democrat to Republican, Democrat to Republican, back and forth with elections. Okay, we have a Democrat for 4 years, then we get a Republican for 8 years, then we get a Democrat for 8 years, then we get a Republican for 8 years, and Democrat for 4 years. You go back and forth, the cycle, and where have we gotten? A little bit older and deeper in debt. But that's the problem, folks. That's the problem. People are finally starting to wake up, and I think the government's starting to realize that we're waking up. Well, we had a we had Reagan that was good. Well, the Republicans are great. Let's keep someone like Reagan. Let's get Bush, his VP. He ended up not being that great, but. Then they got Clinton. He sucked. So let's try Bush. He was no good. So let's try Obama. He stunk. Now it's, they've gone back and forth. And people are finally like, okay, hey, the right wing and left wing are off the same bird. Very interesting. Well, if you don't like the bird, you're screwed. People are waking up. Okay, well, hey, let's try a different approach. And then you get these people, well, Trump is like politicians are screwed up. Let's try someone who's not a politician. But they going to the doctor and saying doctor sucks and having a colonoscopy done by someone that's not a doctor. That's not even close to the same analogy. I'm not going to have a colonoscopy done by someone that doesn't know what they're doing. Trump is a businessman. What do you think politics is? It's nothing but business. They get $174,000 a year. They keep voting every year for cost of living wage increases when they have $100 million net worths and mansions with 30-foot walls, even though they don't want one at the border. They have one around their house. That's their one house. They probably got 15. They're on committees of oil companies because their last name. They get millions and millions of dollars. They can't, I want to get into this because this is, I heard that Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Chuck Schumer, they all have damaging evidence on Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders too, AOC, and they're going to expose Hillary Clinton. Yes, they're going to expose her. They got information on her. So, Hillary, you better make sure that they commit suicide. Oh, yeah. Behar. It's always Behar. I don't know who watches The View. I don't know how it stays on the air. I don't know. It's like seeing a toilet, but flush the opposite direction. Instead of having the crap go away, it's like coming out. I don't know who can watch The View. You want me to commit suicide, just put The View on. I'll be like, please turn it off. I want to end my life. Oh my. And she's coming out. Well, Democrats need to basically be 100% in support. Don't ever say you're going to take away the guns, and then when you get elected, then take away the guns. Yeah, we need to take away guns from good people so that criminals can have guns. I just want to talk to like someone like, okay, well, explain to me how you're going to keep guns away from criminals who won't abide by any laws. I want to know how you're going to do that. How are you going to eliminate guns? How are you going to keep criminals who don't follow the rules, don't follow the laws? They get ghost guns come into this country all the time. Look at how many millions of tons of cocaine comes in here. It's illegal, but they've got guns. You know, cocaine, and if they can't keep illegal drugs in a solitary confinement, then what the heck? But Joy Behar's like, oh, don't worry. We just need to take guns, and we need to confiscate them, but we don't tell people we're going to do it, you know. Don't be obvious. Just lie to them. Yeah, that kind of sounds like if you like your healthcare provider, you can, I don't know, keep them. If you like your doctor, you can keep them. Sure. Kind of sounds like the same thing. Like, don't worry, folks. Don't worry. I told you, don't worry. I support gun rights, and then you're going to take them away. See, that's not going to work because the people voted for Trump because they're sick and tired of hearing the same old crap coming out of politicians' mouths. 90% of the politicians don't believe what they hear anyways. They don't. They don't hear it. I mean, you could probably... Welcome to politicians.bookie.net. Yes, what we do here is, it's kind of easy. Politicians will make promises, and you bet whether they're going to keep them or not. Okay, yeah, I'll put $1 million on no. Yeah, it's a 50-50 bet. Where do you think they'll keep their promises? Yes or no, and it's a 50-50, like on the roulette wheel with the black and red, you know. No, I'll take no on that one. No, I don't think they'll do that. No. But don't worry, you know, the University of Kentucky is going to solve everything by having anti-racist meetings without white people. Yes, peachy pink people are not going to be allowed at those anti-racist meetings. How racist is that? Excluding someone. That makes no sense. I don't get it. But then again, you know, these anti-racist meetings, we got to make sure, I mean, how dare they assume my gender? I mean, really? Oh, don't you just love Nationals pitcher Sean Doolittle? He refuses to visit the White House. My wife and I stand for inclusion and acceptance, so he's excluding himself. He wants to be inclusive, but he's going to exclude him. It's kind of like saying, okay, yeah, we want to stomp out racism, but no white people are allowed at this meeting. How does that work? How does that make sense? That's kind of like saying you're going to keep the sinking ship, floating by adding water. No, you want to have a sump pump that's pumping water out faster than it's coming in so you can keep the boat afloat, not the other way around. Yep, we're going to, that's how we're going to fix racism in this country. That's what we're going to do here. You know, we're going to stomp out the racism march, but white people can't be involved. You know, Mexicans, no, they're not going to be, Asians, we don't want you, no. Yeah, it's just going to be a black-only march, but we're going to stomp out racism. Yeah, my ancestors were coal miners. My ancestors probably prayed they were black. They were treated so badly, and they were worse than slaves. My ancestors who were in coal miners. So am I going to get reparations? And when you deem the term slavery, what do you mean? Because coal miners were like, a black person was like nothing compared to a coal miner and what they went through. When they came, see, when I was a kid, you know that black face that they do? I thought they were mimicking the coal miners, because when a coal miner came out of the coal mines back in the 1800s and 1900s, all you could see is the white of their eyes. They were completely black. You couldn't see anything because of the coal soot. Most of them died from black lung because they were inhaling all those fumes. The coal company owned you. The mining company owned you. They knew how much you had. They knew they would rig the books so that you could never get ahead. You could never leave. The currency was useless. It was only good at a coal mining store. There's a reason why they have liquor bars at every street corner, because they tried to drink their problems away. Watch the Molly Maguire movie. Film behind my dad's childhood home. It's one of the things, hey, my cat's somewhere in the studio, walking around. What's up, kitty, kitty? What's up, rascal? But, you know, that's just where we live, and kids don't know anything. Kids don't know, they don't want to know. Got about 32 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. Willie Brown, don't forget to like and share. Please like and share. Comment, like, hate, whatever. Just let that way I can tell if you're there. I may not have as many listeners because it's a Wednesday, not Tuesday or Thursday. It's just been one of those crazy, crazy, crazy weeks. But San Francisco mayor, the former mayor, Democrat, surprise, Mayor Willie Brown claims that no one thinks that 20, like they think they're going to get like there are people who think, oh, we'll get 20, but we'll get enough to impeach Trump. We're gonna throw him out of office. We don't care about the American people. I hope you all rot in hell and die of gonorrhea. I hope you all do. I hope you all commit suicide. Who cares? Trump is getting out of the White House. I just want to sit there and go one of these things and say, yeah, I got a question, because I don't think your cost of living wage increase for the congressman, I don't think it's enough. I think you need to make I think it should be like a couple hundred thousand dollars each, you know, like $600,000-$700,000 each. Let's just make your, because I think as a politician, you should be making like $7 or $8 billion. You know, why not? You know, it's like when they had those things that were like honk for $15 an hour at like fast food. I'm like, why stop at 15? Why not like 50 or 60? Cash in. Let's have $25 Whoppers. See how quickly you lose your job when no one's going to pay $25 for a small fry. Oh, yeah, the $40 value menu. Yeah, we have four items for $40. It's water. It's a kid's fry. It is a kitty shake. And it is a kids side apple. Yes, those are the four items that are $40 on the $40 menu because you want to have so much money. I mean, and I talk about this a lot on my program. The number one problem in this country we have right now is inflation. When most jobs out there, like in Indiana, most of the jobs I look at don't even make enough. It's not even a livable wage, and it's way above minimum. As of right now, no person can live on minimum wage in the United States. No one. Like in San Francisco, in some areas, they have like a cost of living wage where, okay, we have to. That's why if you ever see like a McDonald's or Subway, you know, $4.99 or $5.99 foot-long subs or whatever, price and participation may vary. The reason why they say that, like in New York and some places, they have, you have to make a certain number of, yes, like $24 in San Francisco or $26 in San Francisco is like making $10 where I live. You couldn't live on it. Now, if you can find someone that you can live at their place and make that kind of money and stockpile it and not have to pay rent, cha-ching. But then you leave 2 years later with all kinds of diseases and infections because you stepped on human feces and got a needle jammed in your foot. And probably not worth it, I'd say. No to that one. That'd be a no for me. I don't want to walk on feces and get a dirty needle jammed in my foot, but hey, that's how it goes. You know, Trump's trying to get us away from the feces on the ground and needles everywhere, but, you know, people like Scaramucci are calling him Jim Jones. Well, if you liken Trump to Jim Jones, if that's wrong, then I don't want to be right. You know, you can call me whatever you want to. You can call me the racist, but I'm the one questioning why at an anti-racist meeting, peachy pinks are not allowed. I mean, like, how dare they assume my gender? Like, this lady went up to a abortion rally, and a guy was at an abortion rally or something. Like, you know, I support the human life and all this stuff, and you have no right to talk. And he goes, how dare you assume my gender? And they go, no. And he goes, well, here's the bottom line, lady. If you want to have an abortion, why don't you think about that? Before you have sex, why don't you think about it? Don't wait until you're having a baby to kill it. Why don't you say, hey, I'm staying. Okay, let's have those late-term abortions. Let's have those, like, Democrats want, okay, the mother has to take that baby and kill it herself. She has to cut its head off or whatever. If they're that desperate to allow a baby to be taken out of the womb and be born and then killed, if that's going to be the case, then adopt it. If there's something so wrong with it that it probably won't live to be a year, and it's like massive deformities, like where, okay, the spine is completely out and there's no way to fix it, and it's, you know, something, I still would try to do everything I could to save the kid. But if you want to have the kid, if you want to be able to kill a baby after it's born, then the mother should have to do it. Like I've always said, and I've said this before, most people, if you had to butcher a cow, if you had to go to a slaughterhouse and kill a cow and gut it and drain the blood and all that, most people would be a vegetarian. And it's great because there's a Venezuelan lady that's coming out. She's from Venezuela, and she's like, our gun rights are not negotiable. She's a U.S. citizen now. See, all these people that are coming from Venezuela, they know what's going on because they've heard the Democrats' story, but in Venezuela. They heard all the rhetoric that the Democrats are trying to spew out their mouth. They've heard that before. They've heard it. That's why when people like them question a Joy Behar or something, they won't answer. They won't, no. That's my kitty. They don't question it because they don't. It's like that one lady that's like, well, how do you feel about the CNN lady? How do you feel about the Republicans not wanting to have you Syrian refugees coming? We don't want to be here. We don't want to be here. We want to be in our own country. We want someone to help us. And the lady had no idea what to say because, oops. It's kind of like having a giant helium balloon and it was just popped. And, huh? What do I do? Huh? Mom, I want another balloon. What do I do? It was like that lady on CNN had no, okay, because she thought this lady would be like, well, how dare those greedy evil, because they want to live in their own country. They don't want to just be thrown in this place. She had no idea what to do. What do I do? What do I do? I don't know what to do. Yeah. The problem you're dealing with, dear, is one thing. People are waking up. This CNN, AB, this fake news narrative, people are like, they're getting people on the show and they're like, what? Yeah, okay. Let me see here. I'm from Venezuela and you want me, you're telling me everything I heard from the Venezuelan government before the country went to in the crapper. And people were fighting over 50, 70, $200, $300, $400, $500 of bread. To all those people who hate capitalism, I hope you never go to a grocery store and shop and get mad because of all the groceries. I don't know how any liberal Democrats can go into a grocery store and like, thank you for all this food. They can't. Having a grocery store full of food and shelves full of groceries and stuff to eat, that's capitalism. You can't support that. I would love to interview someone that's like, capitalism sucks. I say, well, okay, well then I don't ever want to find out that I'm going to take your photo and I'm going to make sure you're barred from every restaurant, grocery store, whatever, because if there's food in a grocery store, that's because of capitalism. There won't be anything there if it's socialism, because you'll have to stand in line with a ticket from the government saying, okay, this thing here says our ration this month. I'm sorry. I have toothpaste. I don't need toothpaste. I haven't eaten in 4 days. Oh, yeah, this book that the government put out, oh, yeah, like we really had 110% corn yield. Wheat yield was 150%. Soybean was 500% yield. Okay. There's no food to speak of, but it's over 100% yield on every fruit and vegetable that's listed in this book that the government handed out. The only difference between fake news and socialism is the government would be saying the same thing the fake news would be saying, and you would know it's not true. You would know that the earth is not round. Well, the earth is flat. I mean, everyone knows the earth is flat, duh. Just kidding. The earth is not flat. It's round. But, you know, the government would tell you the earth is flat, and you would have to believe it. No, what they would tell you is the earth was flat at one point, but the deer leader inflated the earth like a beach ball, and poop, now it's round. Thank the deer leader, and that would be in the book that you read by the deer leader. That's socialism for you. Can you believe it? The earth used to be flat until the deer leader inflated it like a beach ball, and bang, we have a round earth. All hail the deer leader. There's a difference between a Trump supporter and Jim Jones. Because a Trump supporter I don't agree with 100% of what if Trump said he was going to go after marijuana and go after all these places where it's legal, I wouldn't be supportive of that. I wouldn't be supportive of that, but apparently, I have to support that. I would have to support everything Trump does because I'm a Trump supporter. No, my wife has the ability to make up a mind of her own. My wife can make up her mind. If my wife said, hey, I actually agree with this city councilman that's a Democrat. I do agree with what he stands for. I do support that. And she wanted to vote for him. I'd be like, okay, let me see here. Let's get the doctor here. Let's get you checked out. But it's just one of those things. People are waking up and, we're thinking for ourselves. If I support Trump, it does not mean I support 100% of him. I was someone that was always like, look at it like this, folks. Yeah, Mitt Romney was better than Barack Obama, but he's wrong. Because me and my wife got into a big discussion, and I've talked about this before, and because one of my biggest things is this skit George Carlin did was on voting. See, you can't complain because you voted him. You wanted him there. I can complain. You can't say anything because you wanted him in there. You voted for those people. I can complain all I want because I didn't vote because I didn't. And that's the biggest dilemma you have. Because if I say, well, I didn't want Mitt Romney. I didn't want John McCain, Barack Obama, or Hillary Clinton. I didn't want any of them. But not voting is not going to change that. That's why I do this show, to wake people up, to see how screwed you're getting. Just like, okay, you go back 30 years. Go back to 1950. Because they have like these cigarettes now that additive-free tobacco and this and that. The tobacco, I heard like back in the day, people would go from brand to brand because they tasted stale. They're all awful. And what they do with the natural tobacco cigarettes, they brew it like a tea, and guess what happens? It produced tumors on rats' backs. Basically, we're 99.999%. This is carcinogenic. We got to do something. We got to have a disinformation campaign. Why do you think they put all these millions, cholesterol, chocolate, butterfat, and they add all this stuff in the cigarettes to make it, to smooth the cigarette, make it more better, make it less harsh? Well, guess what? That's what they did. When ammonia was found to make the absorption of nicotine, no one sat there and said, okay, no, what did they do when they found that Philip Morris was doing that? Everyone added it because it makes it harder to quit, it freebases nicotine. Well, let's see here. Let's go further with this. That's the problem we're having with cannabis. It was a safe medication that was used for thousands of years until the government said, hey, we need to get rid of blacks, we need to get rid of Mexicans, we need to get rid of all this stuff. How do we do it? Well, let's ban this flower that they're bringing over that they're using. And maybe we can, if we eliminate cannabis, let's see if we can eliminate that and get rid of all the blacks and all the Mexicans. And then they found out, well, let me see here. Well, they know cannabis. It's short for cannabis. No one's going to ban cannabis. So let's do something. Let's call it marijuana. Let's call it marijuana. We have to call it that. We have to. So that's right, folks. We're going to change, manipulate, do whatever we have to ensure that it goes. Because we got to ban it. And we got to get past these stereotypes of all and that's the problem. You have so many people that are ingrained in their mind that this is dangerous, this is deadly, this is illegal, this is bad. And I'm like, well, so tobacco is safe? No, it's not. Well, it has to be safe. It's illegal. Well, tobacco is safe. My brother smoked a pack of basic menthols every single day of his life for how many freaking years. And what was his lung capacity? 199%? I mean, he'd actually pull them out to show the doctors because they didn't believe he smoked because he had no issue. He lost him to esophageal cancer because he had acid reflux that he never knew about. But it's just one of those things. Just one of those things. I mean, we're trying to change hearts and educate people. And, you know, and it's sad because they're not, because we're not going to have that issue. Because, I mean, it's getting better with cannabis, but there's still, the big issue I see is one huge issue. And it's that when it comes to cannabis, people aren't like, wait a minute, it's showing, they're trying to like, look at what we found out, look at, it's showing promise, we don't know it. They've known for years. It was a pharmaceutical back in the 20s and 10s. It was used religiously. It's been found that they used it in Egyptians to help with breast cancer and to help with pain. But no, can't be. That can't be. They're trying to slowly act like they're finding all this. In my opinion, they're taking stuff that they probably found out in the 40s and 30s and the 50s and 60s. And they're reintroducing it like it's brand new. Look at what we discovered. I guarantee you, if you got freedom of information documents and you could get stuff, I would love to demand freedom of information documents from the University of Mississippi study because they grew it as a contractor for the government. I would love to get the paperwork done because I guarantee you 99% of what they're trying to slowly come out with, like, look at what we found and look at all these benefits. They've known about it since the 50s and 40s. It's nothing new. It's nothing new, but hey. That's how the cookie crumbles, folks. You know, because they don't want you to use it. They don't want, you know, but then if you legalize it, then you have to go through, okay, well, how where's the testing to ensure that, okay, I used it on my own time. So if I get hurt at work, that they know that I didn't smoke it at work, that I'm using it medically on my own terms. You know, and there's going to be some companies that no matter what, oh, we don't allow it. So if you test positive for it at all, we're going to fire you no matter what. Even if you're doing it on your own time. Okay, well, I want to have a test that I want to try to develop a test that if you drink beer, it can tell that you've had beer. I think they need to add something to alcohol so that it stays in your system. And imagine if you, okay, well, it'll show that beer's in your system, like that you drank it 5 days after the fact. Okay, yep. So you're going to be fired even though you drank beer on your own time at the football game. I think that's why they started selling beer at the Purdue football games. So you can tolerate them. But, you know, But all they can, for the most part, what all they can really do with the basic test is, yes, it's in your system. Who knows when you used it? So if you use it for medication, so who knows? I want to get into Premier League news. And are the Saudi Arabians going to own Manchester United? Is Ollie going to sell Saudi? Because I've heard that like Ed Woodward's come out that Ollie going to that like his job is secure, he's safe, and da 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 da. I like what Mark had to say. He goes, I never thought Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was a long term. If he works out, great. If he turns, but I don't think he's a long term fix. And I have to agree with that. I'm one of those people. I'm not Ole out, but if we're not going to spend, I mean, okay, let's say if we would have gotten Zinedine Zidane, who would we have gotten the players in? Because supposedly Ollie said he was in charge and he got who he wanted. We need so many players gone, so many players in. I don't know. I think the issue has to do with the owners, the board, Ed Woodward, Ollie, Michael Kerr, everybody. I'm sorry, but I would take Eric Van der Sar as the director of football at Manchester United because he's done it at Ajax and he's dominant. I don't think he really wants to come to United right now and do that, but maybe in the future because he's happy at Ajax. But he is an ex-football legend at United as a goalie that is doing something that's dominant. I'm tired of, let's get this ex-legend from the club. Let's get this ex-legend. If you have an ex-legend from Manchester United that had taken over the Barcelona job and had 3 Coupe de la Reine titles and 2 Champions League titles, okay. He has proven himself that he can win at the highest level. We can give him a chance. But David Beckham is a legend at the club. I wouldn't want David Beckham nowhere near the club. Just because you're a United legend does not mean you should automatically be considered for a spot with the club. And unless you have proven yourself and you're like a Eric Van der Sar that's at Ajax as a director of football, doing recruiting. He is dominating. He is amazing. He is proving he can do it. It's not just, well, he's a United legend. We're going to throw him in this position and see what happens. He was one of the most fit people since one of the most fit, one of the most amazing footballers, Ryan Giggs. He was amazing. He would run up and down the pitch at Manchester United. His athleticism was great. Since his athleticism and everything was so great, I believe he would make it great. He needs to come to United and be in charge of like the physical fitness and getting these players up to speed. We want to be able to have these players play three games back to back, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, play 90 minutes each game and have no problems. Since he was dominant on the pitch and was at United for so long with no injuries, he should be able to do that. No. I'm tired of ex-legends. Well, since he's an ex-legend, let's get him at the club. If he's dominant and he's doing the job and he's very dominant where he is, he's been the manager at Bayer Leverkusen or at Bayern Munich, and he's got 2 Champions Leagues or 3 Champions Leagues to his name, and he's dominated in the German League. He's coming first in the German League twice and second 3 times in 5 years. Okay. He has some credentials to back up. We're going to X out the fact that he's a, let's say he was a Man City player. Well, his credentials back up the fact that he'd probably be a darn good manager because look at, he's come in the German League, in the Bundesliga, he's come in first twice and second 3 times in 2 Champions Leagues let's gamble with him like you would any manager. And I say that wholeheartedly because I think you're gambling no matter who you get. You know, I want to see a manager that goes, okay, I want to see, if all it goes, I want to see a manager that comes into Manchester United and is like, okay, folks, we're going to spend. These owners better open up their pocketbooks because I want $600 million spent. Okay, I'm telling you right now, in front of the God, in front of the world and everyone, okay, I want these four players, you will not be playing. So if you might as well look for someone else to somewhere else to go because you're not going to be on my team. Bye. Sayonara. I don't. Okay. I want four players to replace them and three others. I will give you my list and we'll go from there. But, you know, I'm not all out, but I don't think he was a long time. If he worked out, great. But I don't think he was ever. I think I was hoping that he was just going to be someone that they put in for, like, we're going to find a permanent solution. He's an interim just long enough to find a permanent position so we can find that person that we wanted, whether it was LeBlanc, whether Zidane would come, you know. I'd take Pochettino. I think he'd be good. I'd take Pochettino. I'd have no problem with, I'd have no qualms with him. That's just me. You know, that's just how it is. Pardon me. Jurgen Klopp. He's I think the best manager right now in the Premier League. He is by far the best. And a lot of other players, a lot of other managers and clubs, yeah, they're getting managers. What I mean by that is that they're getting a manager. They're not like, they're not, how do I put this? They are who they are. You know, they're getting managers. They're not like, well, he's next legend. We need to have him at the club. I mean, Ollie, I think's doing a decent job. So, and I do really think that. I do think that, that I got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And, you know, I just think unless Ollie can really, really, really turn it around, I wonder if they're looking for someone. And that way, when it comes time, you know, hey, we're going to keep him till December, and then we're going to have someone else take over. So, but, yeah, I think someone's going to come in and take over. And got about 60 seconds left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation, and I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do, and I hope you wake up. I hope you do. I hope you wake up. I hope you realize that, hey, this is where we're at, folks. We're at a crossroads, and we need to realize what's going on, that we are that we are getting screwed, that stuff is happening, that, you know, don't say you're going to take away the guns until you're elected. Oh, so you're going to lie to us. Thanks, Joy Bear. Remember, with the firm alliance of the protection of divine providence, who meets who put to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.